you need to be alert. Don't give the devil a seat at your table. Don't give him an inch. Lock every door. Shut every potential entry point for the devil. And this means don't give room to anything ungodly in your life, because that gives room to the thief, the devil. As children of God, we need to be on guard, because here's what the enemy is after. He wants to steal. He wants to rob you of your joy, rob you of your loyalty to the Lord. He wants you to focus on all of these worldly things, on things that don't help your relationship with God. And if he can manage to steal your attention, dare I say, to steal your affection too, then he's done his job. If he can manage to make you lose your focus in your walk with Christ, then time will slip away, and before you know it, you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And before you know it, you're standing before the judgment seat of Christ. So while you still can, do some self-reflection. While you still can, prepare for this thief. Perform an inventory check. Perform a risk assessment in your life. What's taking up your time? Who's taking up your time? While you still can, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near, because with God on your side, you have been assured of victory already. Don't give the enemy an inch. Don't give him room or an opportunity, but instead, be hidden in Christ. Arm yourself with the Word of God. Arm yourself in prayer. Cover yourself in the blood of Jesus Christ. Abide under the shadow of the Almighty always. And put on the full armor of God and stand ready to fight. I encourage you to make sure your spiritual alarm is switched on always. Be sensitive to the voice of God. Be sensitive to the counsel and leadership of the Holy Spirit. Be alert. Be filled with the Holy Ghost so that you can discern if there is any attempt by this thief to enter your life. The Amplified Translation says for 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 6, "So then, let us not sleep in spiritual indifference as the rest of the world does, but let us keep wide awake, alert, and cautious, and let us be sober, self-controlled, calm, and wise." As children of God, we have been warned that we have an enemy, a thief that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But here's where we should take confidence. God is on our side. God is in your corner. Psalm 46, verse 1 says, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." And Psalm 121, verse 1 and 2 goes further to state, "I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth." So the Bible gives us many reasons not to be afraid of this thief. There is no reason to fear him. Although he comes only for destruction, we can call on the name of Jesus. We are secured because as long as we have God on our side, in our hearts, and in our corner, then he will be faithful to keep us. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He will preserve you from all evil.
I'm sure that we all can agree that oftentimes there's much more going on than what meets the eye. For instance, when you meet someone, they can smile at you, they can shake your hand, they can reply and say everything is fine when you ask them how they're doing. But you don't know what battles they're facing. You don't know what kind of war is raging inside. You don't know if their heart is glad or deeply troubled. And so I've learned to be mindful of the fact that no matter how something or someone looks on the outside, you don't know what's really below the current. On the other hand, when the devil comes to attack you, he sees beneath the facade. The truth is, he knows what's going on inside. He knows whether you're serious or not when it comes to Jesus. He knows if you're really committed to Christ or if your commitment is superficial. Because here's the thing. You can physically have your hands raised with tears streaming down your face. Everyone around you could think you're having a deep, intimate moment with the Lord. However, in your heart, what's going on in your heart could be a completely different matter altogether. But here's what I would like to focus on. Proverbs 18, verse 15 says, "An intelligent heart acquires knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge." When it comes to the things of God, when it comes to spiritual warfare, what you know can help you. However, what you don't know can hurt you. So from Proverbs 18, verse 15, you have to answer the questions, am I acquiring knowledge? Is my ear seeking to acquire knowledge? An intelligent heart, a prudent heart gathers knowledge. And the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. You ought to reach a stage of maturity where you know you need knowledge. There's no one on this earth who can say, I have fought many spiritual battles and I know all there is to know when it comes to spiritual warfare. An intelligent heart and the ear of the wise seek knowledge. Knowledge is power. You see, when you're in the middle of a troubling situation or a relentless temptation, sometimes it's what you don't know that can hurt you, because you're powerless against the devil when you don't know the authority you've been given through Christ. You're powerless when you have no knowledge about what the Word of God says about you.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
That can hurt you. It can hurt you when you don't know your identity in Christ. Because how else will you fight when the world tries to indoctrinate you? And here's why I believe it's so important, and why the Bible specifically says an intelligent heart acquires knowledge. You see, during a fight or a battle, in that moment, you may feel surrounded. You may feel hopeless. You may feel like you've been backed into a corner. And while you're in this crisis, you don't have time to start searching for scripture, for verses to declare. You don't have time to begin memorizing every verse you can about God's protection. Your fight is right here and right now. So it comes down to what's in your heart. What knowledge have you acquired in your heart that will allow you to fight back? If the Word of God isn't in your heart, then you will have nothing to declare and fight back with. That's why an intelligent heart gathers knowledge, so that in the day of trouble, that knowledge about God, that knowledge about the resurrection power of Jesus Christ, can become a resource to fight the enemy with. So I encourage you to spend time acquiring knowledge. Knowledge about who the Lord is, what He can do, how His love is unfailing, how His mercy is never ending. Because if only you knew the wisdom and the power that's available in the Word of God, the devil could never make you waver or shake with fear. Saints, I encourage you to acquire knowledge, because if only you knew the divine level of protection that you have as a child of God, there is no demon in hell that could intimidate you. If only you had the knowledge that God has said He will supply all of your needs, then you wouldn't walk around so anxious and worried. If only you knew that you are guarded, you are loved, so loved, in fact, that not only did Jesus Christ die for you on a cross, but there is an angel of the Lord that is on assignment to encamp around you. Then you would walk with boldness, you would live with purpose, and you would certainly walk by faith and not by sight. So I encourage you to place your faith in Jesus. An intelligent heart acquires knowledge. And the Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. When you have knowledge of God, then you would not doubt His might and strength. When you acquire knowledge, then you become a believer who is fearless, because you know that greater is He who is in you than he who is in the world.
From the moment we are saved, from the moment we decide to follow Jesus, hell and the devil become angry. Hell and all its demons are alarmed. They are shaken at the prospect of another man or woman empowered by the Holy Spirit. The devil is shaken by the thought of a believer who has found joy and strength in Jesus. And I want you not to miss this. A soul saved is celebrated in heaven, but that same soul intimidates the devil. A soul saved is welcomed and applauded in heaven, but equally, a soul saved becomes a target for the enemy. Not because they're weak, and it's not because they have no strength, but they become a target because of the potential that God has placed within them. The devil knows you could be a potential Moses or an Elijah or a warrior like Joshua, and that makes you a target. But this is nothing to be fearful of. It should only be a reminder to remain vigilant. When you're saved, the devil makes it his mission to try and get you back into the world by any means necessary. He does all he can to discourage you or to make you lose your salvation. This is why you have to fight to stay saved, because we have an enemy who wants to destroy us. An enemy who is called the accuser of the brethren. He would rather you be unsaved and living a life of sin. And if you willingly decide to take a stand and put on the whole armor of God, oh well, that's when you enter the realm of spiritual warfare. A fight between good and evil. A fight between the spirit man and the carnal flesh.
There's a tendency for believers to gravitate toward the scriptures of protection, hope, and mercy, but ignore scriptures like James 2, verse 19, which says, "You believe that God is one, you do well. Even the demons believe and shudder." The spirit realm is as real as the screen in front of you. Demons are as real as the angels we love to read about when it comes to our protection. Demons are nothing to fear or be afraid of, because we are offered power and protection through the blood of Jesus Christ. However, this is no excuse to be ignorant of the fact that demons, unclean, and evil spirits still operate in the world today. If you didn't know, demons can see. They have eyes, and they can recognize who this person is or who that person is. Just read Mark chapter 3 and 11, and you'll find it says, "And whenever the unclean spirits saw him, they fell down before him and cried out, 'You are the Son of God.'" They saw him, and they knew. To take it a step further, demons can teach. albeit falsely, but they can still possess a person to teach heresy. Just read 1 Timothy 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit expressly says that in later times, some will depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons. Did you get that? Teachings of demons. I'm highlighting all of this so the scales can be removed from your eyes. We need to realize who we are up against and what we are up against.
Saints, God has been faithful through His Word to give us plenty of warnings about the devil and about his schemes. That way we are never blindsided. And more importantly, God has made available to us all of the necessary resources and the tools that enable us to fight. Now, the most prominent scripture about spiritual warfare is found in Ephesians 6, verse 12. It says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." To put it simply, when it comes to spiritual warfare, the Christian man or woman will fight against principalities, against powers and rulers of the darkness. They will fight against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Now, I don't know about you, but at first glance, that looks like a daunting list. It looks like there are ranks in the kingdom of darkness. At first glance, this list may look intimidating, and you may be there thinking, "I'm fighting to just live right. How can I be expected to fight principalities, rulers of darkness, and spiritual hosts of wickedness?" Some believers may even say these battles are for an Elijah type of Christian, a Moses or Paul type of Christian. But I would like to help you realize that you are called, qualified, and equipped to handle spiritual warfare. The first thing we have to realize is that a child of God is dangerous and powerful. You're dangerous to the enemy, and you are powerful because greater is He who is in you. Greater is Jesus Christ who is in your heart than he who is in the world. For you and I to be included in Ephesians 6 verse 12, which says collectively, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. This means that you and I, as children of God, are both eligible and capable of fighting spiritual battles. It means that at the point that we are saved and accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we sign up to become a part of God's army, and therefore we have been given the appropriate resources and the appropriate tools to fight as members in the body of Christ.
Philippians 1 verse 6 says, "Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ." The Amplified Version says, "I am convinced and confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will continue to perfect and complete it until the day of Christ Jesus, the time of his return." Take a moment and consider. What does the Bible mean when it says this very thing? What is this very thing? Why should we be confident of it? Why is this very thing so important that it's associated with the beginning of a good work that will be completed until the day of Jesus? Saints, I believe that when the Bible talks about this very thing, it's talking about your salvation. And the reason I believe this is because when you are saved and when you accept Jesus Christ into your heart, you don't automatically become detached from your flesh. You don't automatically become this perfect person who never gets angry or upset. That's not the case. You need to work on your salvation by seeking more of Jesus Christ, by meditating on His Word, by pursuing a closer relationship with Him, by yielding to the Holy Spirit.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more with volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.